Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to The Scoop, the Saturday AM on blogtalkradio.com. Excuse me, .com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, in the AM, doing my thing as normal. And today is one of our clap back episodes. And if you're not familiar, I'm going to break it down for you. First off, good morning. Let me say that. This is the clapback episode, which means you can just sound off about anything, everything, whatever you've heard in the past couple weeks, seen in the past couple weeks. It can be positive as well. It can be positive. But feel free to clap back at whatever you feel the need to clap back at. There's a lot going on in this world. Me, I'm going to sound off. I'm going to let you know right now. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Clap back. Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what has pissed you off. Maybe something made you feel good and you just want to sound off about it. Clap back. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that everybody is doing their thing and letting loose. On a positive note, before we get started, always got to shout out my guy, man, doing his thing out there, the No Cable guy. You got to check this dude out, man. The No Cable guy, he does the Fire Sticks, right? And I got to put him on because he put me on, you know what I mean? He hooked me up. So he hooks up the Fire Sticks, and you can catch him at thenocableguy@gmail.com. That's thenocableguy@gmail.com. Check him out. He troubles if you have issues with it after you pick one up. He troubles you. You can hit him up on his email or on his number, and he blazes it. You know what I mean? Hooks it up, runs it, fixes it, everything. So you can always you got a dependable product from a dependable guy. Is what I'm trying to tell you. That's what it is. So my positive clapback, one of them today, is definitely check out the No Cable guy, man. He's on his hustle. Hooked me up. You know what I mean? So he contacted me. We got together. He hooked me up with one of these joints, man, and I got rid of my cable. So I'm letting y'all know what it is. I got rid of my cable, and I've been banging a joint ever since, and I'm loving it. You know what I mean? Which is going to bring me into some clapbacks later on, because I'm going to tell you about some movies and shows I checked out as well. Lala, in the building, calling, letting me know what it is on her side of town, man. Lala, what's really good with you, man? Talk to me.
I know you got some.
Me and Seven just got back from the park. I don't know what I'm thinking is, because this dog ownership's kind of new again to me, is, man, people, when you're at a park that's not an open park, just keep your dog on a leash. Because they think their dogs are cute and shit, but they look over and instincts kick in, and them dogs come running and rushing my dog, and I got to swoop mine up. Because he's got aggression, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm like, that's what's on my mind right now, coming back from the park. So otherwise, it's
just
go outside.
What kind of dog did you get?
And remember, I rescued a dog in May. I ended up keeping him. He's a Cheapin. That's Chihuahua and Mini Pinscher, Doberman Pinscher.
Okay. I'm one of them off-leash dogs. My dog, when I hit the park, the leash is off, but my dog is trained. So I agree with what you're saying, because my dog is not running up to other
when
dogs.
When people have leashes and they're walking around with their dogs on leashes, you just let yours loose?
Yeah, but my dog won't run up to other dogs. When my dog's off the leash, it's me and him. We're usually doing something. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't run up to other dogs.
This one guy, this is a good thing. This one guy, I'm watching him, right? And I'm thinking he's a young dad. He's got the baby in the stroller. It's a beautiful park, okay? And he's got a beautiful dog. He bends over to the stroller. His dog, my dog's 3 pounds. So
right.
Every dog is big, but he had a bigger dog and a beautiful dog. But nonetheless, I've been bit by a poodle. Like, instincts are still instincts. That dog locked eyes on my dog. My dog's standing like a pincher, three inches high. And the leash drops, right? And my heart went, dun-dun. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to pick the dog up. And that dude had his face in the baby stroller and stomped that leash so hard. I was like, yeah, that's a dog owner. You better watch your shit.
Hey, I'm going to tell
so
you.
So I commended him on that.
When I walk my dog, when I walk Riddick, I walk him with and without a leash. So I'm walking with the leash to train him. So when I'm walking without a leash, he knows how to still walk the same way. But I like him to have the freedom, and I like walking him without a leash. But he listens. He stays by my side. We sit at every corner.
I wish to, though.
You know, these are the things. So one day I'm coming back from the park, and this dude has his dog on a leash, but he's in a truck, and he's talking to another cat, right? And this can be the first official clapback since we're doing this. So the dude is – I'm coming down the street, and this is ridiculous at this time. It's like 5 months, right? So he's not even as big as he is right now, but he's still got some size on him. And we're sitting there, and the dude's dog, which is on a leash, and it looks like he's holding it, but he really isn't, takes off and comes after Riddick. Now, the dog is actually smaller than Riddick. We're little furry joints, but, you know, the little ones is always the more vicious ones anyway.
So right, right.
They come flying over. He's like, ah. And Riddick just kind of pulls over to the gate like, yo, wait a minute. Because he thinks every dog's his friend. So he's like, what the hell? Like, he kind of pulls up to the gate. I grab his leash because Riddick, actually this time Riddick was on his leash. So I grab his leash and I snatch back. Even though he's pulled himself back, I snatch back. But then I kick the dog. Blah, right? Bam, I smash him. And the dog, I kick him in the face and he turns around and he comes back to attack again. Blah, I light him up a second time, right? The dude's like,
oh, hey, wow.
I tell the dude, when the dude's like, hey, I said, man, you don't get your dog, I'm kicking you and your dog's ass. Right, so I done blasted his dog twice. So when it turns around the third time and I cock back for the third kick, he stops because then he realizes, like, yo, this dude is serious. Riddick is still like, what the hell? Now, the funny part is at this time, my dog realizes, yo, my master rides with me. Right?
That's my alpha.
That dog for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So a couple months later, some drunk dude stumbles in the park. I'm with Riddick, and Riddick does the same thing. Kind of, in dog status, in puppy status. I've never seen my dog really snap or growl at anybody. But he spun around, he was growling, I had to hold him back, he was trying to attack the dude. I was like, yeah, we ride. So that's my dog story, an off-the-leash story, on-the-leash story type deal. You know, I agree with you. Keep your dog on the leash if you don't know what your dog going to do. Me, I want
I'll
my
kick
dog,
your dog,
my dog
too.
Going
to I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I will blast. I will blast your dog. We will be in the park.
I did it when I was 12 years old. I kicked a Labrador that was going after my poodle's throat. I had her on a leash. She's 13 years old, all old and shit. And that dog wasn't on a leash. And I didn't know what to do. I took my Nike and went, bam, in the face. So I know I'll do it again.
So that's the first clapback of the AM. Yo, dig this. Keep your dogs on a leash if you don't know your dog. If you ain't got your dog under control, if your dog, because again, I can walk my dog. My dog is not running away from me. He's not running up on no other dog.
Put the work in. You're putting the work in.
He'll see a dog. He'll stop and look, and that's it. He just keeps moving. He'll stop, look like, yo, there's another dog over there. I'll let you know I noticed you. He'll look. He won't bark. He won't do nothing. Mm-hmm. He'll just keep on coming because, like, he know what it is. If you don't got your dog trained up, man, hey, real talk, first clap back. If people ain't got their dog trained up, you need to be fired, man. Your dog needs to get snatched from you. I tell
go
my son, your dog's animals, pets are like kids, right? So I tell my son, I say, your dog is like your kid. And if CPS came around, your dog would have been took a long time ago. I tell my son that all the time, straight up. Like, yo, because you don't put in the work. You got to put in the work, people. A dog is like a kid. You get out of it what you put into it. So for you parents that's out there wondering, why my kid act this way and all that stuff, you ain't putting in no work.
Right.
Your kid's a bum because you a bum. That's what it is. Second clap back. Bam. Y'all threw that in there. Y'all threw that in there. Slid that right in.
Right.
Clap back. Bow. Bum parents. If your kid is out of control, probably because you are out of control and you're not paying attention to what your kid is doing, man. That's what we're doing this AM. Clapping back at any and everything going on. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. Sound off on whatever you want. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, with my co-host, Miss Lala, and we are talking, clapping back, smacking everything, all of the above, music, movie, stuff you've seen in the media. It's going back on the show.
I see you. All right. pink show. Big shout to all my Queens niggas, all my Staten Island niggas, all my Uptown niggas, all my Brooklyn niggas, all my Bronx niggas, yeah. All my Jersey niggas, you know. All my we doing it real big right here. All my money niggas. This is common say to all the ones that do. They call me the mighty rule. How you living? This real shit we talking. I wanna ask all my gangsta niggas a real question. What do you do? Yeah. When niggas spit at you?
Clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking your wall, nigga!
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back, taking your wall, nigga. We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back,
taking your wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Fuckin' be hollering about room, nigga. Here's the real. I pop the top like champagne bottles to chill or nothing but ice. Now I send it up to the greatest and tell him I'm nice too. Plus push some nice goals and ink roll like dudes, man. I'm OG Bobby J and we slinging soccer fields, yeah. They don't respect that or get your mind around and get it pushed back. Yeah, I don't want that. I send them to the mob. I keep it my bitches bouncing for sure. In the club with no gun, got them taking it all.
Can't help that.
I'm that nigga that puts it down with the hits. After them up in the mind, asking them home in the throwback. West 44 Lakers, let's make no mistakes when these F's take place. What's the procedure with a gun in your face when you got one in your waist? Let's cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm come on,
we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Take it to wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Let's take it to wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
We gon' clap back. Room up. Popping the bubble, when shit get ugly, I hug the stuff close, man. But usually, used to see your bitches dancing on some freak shit, trying to ride my dick. I can handle it, as long as they manage to get their ass in front of my dick and dance to make for more chance. I'm catching hate from a glance, but I'm a giant, these niggas is their ass. I'm stopping my winning chance, cause bitches the backhand. Give shit, it's not realistic, your game is heavy, it's not getting twisted. I'm young, black, and gifted, but still at the bottom, and stuck somewhere between Gomorrah and Sodom. I'm here to make this rap shit hotter. Fuck the dog, beware rules, I'm the problem. It's a procedure with a gun in your face. When you got one in your waist, just cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm
come on, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back, we gon' clap back, we gon' clap back.
Taking the wall, nigga. Like Bush is dumb. Find out what him lies is hotter than bomb. First, it could be much worse. I could be hotter than your scrubs. Mask and gloves gun hot to burn that ass up. I'd rather be bossed up with a bunch of bras. The preacher's daughter screaming out, fuck the Lord. I may have struck the chord with the Christians, but y'all got the freakiest bitches out of all the religions. And God sent me this blessing to handle my business on these wakes to snitches. Let the need of them kisses. This is something about misses. He gon' meet the mistress and slap that boy like Birdman Eclipse. Niggas all over my dick like hoes. I'm the star of these shows. I must be as hot as they come. What's the procedure with a gun in your face? When you got one in your face, it's cop back, nigga. Hey, I'm your face. Come on.
We clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Taking your wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Taking your wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Taking your wall, nigga.
We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Come on, nigga. Yeah. My nigga Zeno, this motherfucker. Buck 89, what's up, baby? Break it down, nigga, break it down.
Nigga Burns in the motherfucking house. It's not a game.
Queens
no more.
This motherfucker,
you know.
All my Jersey niggas, all my Boston niggas, all my Brooklyn niggas. Brooklyn son, what up?
Holla at me, man.
How many of y'all know that clap back was a diss to Eminem? That's what it was. A lot of people don't know that. Clap back was a diss to Eminem. And actually, you know, when it comes on, that part where he's doing kind of more talking, there was actually, I think, another verse in there or whatever. But clapping back. Today, one of my main clap backs is at the rap industry. I didn't say hip-hop. The rap industry. Industry today. So what we will be doing today is you will be hearing some of the dopest hip hop classic joints. I'm clapping back at the music industry. It's a lot of trash out there. But before I get started, on a positive note, Netflix Netflix just dropped a series called The Get Down. It's a Netflix original. It's kind of like the beginning of hip-hop. And I just started watching it. So far, I'm on the first episode, loving it. Gotta say it, I'm already like, yo, what's gonna happen next? I'm gassed. I'm gonna tell you all this if you're not hip. Let me put you on to some game real quick. And I don't know if you know this, so I'm gonna put you on too. How many of y'all know that the Netflix movies, things that's happening with Netflix and movies and TV, this is the way of the future? So if you don't know, right now, the industry as we speak is trying to come up with a way to sell like these ultimate movie tickets. So what's going to happen is they're only going to be making blockbuster movies. All right? Let me put you on the game. So they're only going to be making blockbuster movies. So like movies like any Star Wars thing will go into a theater. Any Marvel movie will make it into a theater, give or take, depending on who the character is. Doesn't mean they're going to stop making movies. Only blockbusters will go into the movie theaters, and then they're going to charge you a stupid amount of money to go see these movies. They're talking about making four-hour movies, right? So they're talking about making movies way longer because they're going to be putting less movies in the theaters, which is why they keep coming up with all these, like, real comfortable, like, lounge chair movie theaters now, because the whole game plan is that they're going to be serving, like, a meal and everything else, right? They're trying to give you this whole home feel and make it really like a date night type deal when you go to the movies now. That's what they're trying to do, which is why you see these recliner movie theaters popping up all over the place. They don't went from recliner joints. So I seen one the other day. I posted on Facebook, beds in the movie theater. You know what I mean? So this is where they're going with it. But they're going to charge you a dumb amount of money to go see. Now, what's going to happen is all the other movies, not saying they're not good, but movies that they don't expect to be blockbusters will then either be released on DVD, Netflix, Hulu, HBO. That's what they're going to be doing, which is why you see a lot of producers now throwing their hats in the ring for TV shows. Like Steven Spielberg had done that show Fallen Skies, but it didn't take off. It got smashed by Walking Dead. But a lot of these cats are starting to jump in. Big movie producers are jumping in making TV shows because that's the way they're trying to go. They're going to try to start making like these real dynamic TV shows that look like movie quality type genres, right? And then you'll have those, and then you'll have the Netflix movies and all this. So that's why all these, that's why Netflix is having all these creative series. If you're wondering, why is Netflix and Hulu creating series of their own? This is why. Because now people won't have to even watch TV. They'll be like, yo, I'm just going to get Netflix, and I'm going to watch Netflix because Netflix got a bunch of original series, shows you can only see on Netflix, all right? So that's
now, that's going on already.
That, yeah, and exactly, and that's going on already, and The Get Down is one of those Netflix original shows. I already watched like four shows on Netflix. So The Get Down, Daredevil, what's the joint, the superhero chick. There's a chick, I can't think of her name right now. She got a show, Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones got a show, and they're about to release a Luke Cage show. So I'm on all of them and Voltron. They got a Voltron cartoon that is only for Netflix, and all of them is banging, straight up, all of them. Except, like I said, Luke Cage ain't came out yet. But everything else, I'm on it, and I'm watching.
Well, how much
it.
Is it a
Why
month
you?
Now for Netflix with all the
like
changes? $7.99. Does it change monthly? It's still $7.99?
Yeah, I pay $7.99 a month.
Yeah.
So that's real talk.
Amazing,
and again, and then you get like, you know, I got, like I said, I got the Fire Stick from my man, the No Cable Guy, so I also catch like everything in advance. So I get to watch like Power, like HBO, that's original series on Stars, Survivors. So that's what, see all these original shows coming out on these networks because that's the way they're going. If you ain't checked out Power, let me put you on. Power is like, well, let's say this. Empire is a great show. I love Empire. But definitely Empire was a ripoff of Power.
The first series was good.
Yeah. Power was dope. Power is a whole other thing. 50 Cent, he's the creator and writer of Power. And I'm going to tell you, 50, one thing that dude got is a $1 million mind. When he sees something he put in, when he got the hook on Vitamin Water before it was ever big. And he came up. They bought, I don't know if people know, but they bought 50 Cent share of Vitamin Water for $400 million. That's what he got. They bought
right.
his shares for $400 million. That was a come up. And then he
well,
slapped back. So he didn't have to work.
Money.
He didn't have to work no more after that, but he has. and now he's got power, and power is slamming. Just even the songs. I'm not a 50 Cent, like, super fan of his music, but the first two albums did slap, I'll say that. But the song he got for power, oh, my God, that joint is bananas. All right, so there are my positive clapbacks for the day. Now, let's get into it. Again, this is The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Guru, with my co-host, the beautiful Lala. And we are clapping back at everything in the world. We've already heard me and Lala clapping back about you non-leash people who don't know how to control your dogs and out there. We clap back on you black parents, you know. So we're talking everything. Yeah, call in if that's you running around with your dog off the leash, because I will kick the shit out your dog, as you've heard. Now,
yes,
Lala,
too.
I got to clap back. I got to clap back on some things since we've been talking movies. Suicide Squad. Here's the thing, people. DC, to me, has been trying to play catch-up to Marvel in the movie theaters. And unsuccessfully, they have not done it. Then you always see these posts, oh, 15 reasons why Suicide Squad was better than Avengers. Let me tell you this. It was not. Suicide Squad barely made the cut. It wasn't horrible like Batman vs. Superman, because that was horrible. And oddly enough, Batman vs. Superman still was better than the Green Lantern movie. Green Lantern movie may have been one of the worst movies ever made. But Batman vs. Superman was bad. Suicide Squad was just, like, here's my thing. When Marvel makes a movie, they try somehow, they make changes, but they try somehow to stick to the script. Comic book story or animated. Now, DC, y'all heard me say this before, is whooping Marvel's ass on the animated front. They are doing their thing. They've been releasing some dope-ass movies, and they do it kind of annually. Like almost every quarter, DC is dropping an animated movie, and the animated joints is hot. Now, Marvel's animated movie is good. They just don't put out enough of them. But when Marvel makes a movie and they have an animated version first, they try to stick to that script. So when they did the Suicide Squad movie, they should have just stuck to the script of the animated movie they had, Assault on Arkham, which was all about the Suicide Squad. That's what they should have done. They took some parts from the animated movie, but they didn't really do – so it was just a boring movie. They could have done way more for the character development. It was just kind of like character following scene after scene. Everything was just like end scene, end scene, end scene. So it just was dry, and they tried. They threw Will Smith in there to try to have a big name. And Will Smith, in case y'all didn't know, Will Smith has been – let me put you on to Will Smith. Will Smith has been trying to make up for his Matrix mistake. Y'all know what that is, Lala? You know what the Matrix mistake was?
What, the what?
The Matrix mistake that Will Smith made.
No.
All right, let me put you on. So the Matrix, if you don't know, you're about to know. I'm going to put you on. The Matrix was originally supposed to be the first all-black action film. And they had brought in all these special effects, and and all the things they did in The Matrix were brand new in the special effect world. The things you saw Neo do in The Matrix 1, the agents, the stuff they was doing, all of that was new. And since then, it has become the norm. Since then, it has become, this is how you got to make a great action film.
Right.
Aaliyah was supposed to be Trinity. Will Smith was supposed to be Neo. And then, of course, you had Larry Fishburne and all of the other characters. It was supposed to be a black action film. Will Smith turned down The Matrix and did Wild Wild West. If you ever watch an interview, he always breaks it down and tries to, like, make an excuse. Like, well, how do you explain it? When it came to me, the pitch was like, hey, there's this world that's inside another world. And that he always tries. So ever since then, because of the success of The
but
Matrix and how big it is.
Saying.
Huh? Say what?
Wild West sounded more fun. That's probably why he did it.
Yeah, I don't get how me being a brand new character sounds way better than does not sound better than, oh, hey, guess what? You get to play a guy who's a white guy, but we're gonna make him black in a time where blacks actually weren't even this type of character.
Like,
I don't get how that made sense to him. I don't get how that made sense to him. Instantly, he should have took the Matrix.
I guess he likes
just
to ride horses. Who knows?
You know? Oh, so you want me to play a white guy in a time where most of the time, more than likely, I probably would have been a slave. Oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. How the hell did Wild Wild West make more sense than The Matrix? If I could ever meet Will Smith, this is what I would say. Here's my next clapback. Will Smith, how the hell did Wild Wild West sound better than The Matrix? There's no way. I get to be a character in an all-black action film that who knows where it could go. Or let me play a white guy who we already know was a white guy at a time where I actually should be a slave. Yeah, that makes so much sense. No, Will Smith. I'm clapping back.
But it'll be a good fantasy.
Ever since then, Will Smith has been trying to make up for it, which is why he did movies like I, Robot. He's been trying to jump into the action hero lane, but it hasn't. No, I, Robot was good, but it still hasn't really kicked off, and this is why he played Deadshot. But once again, you're playing a character as a black man, but who's originally a white dude. Let me tell y'all this, my next clapback, I'm tired of that. Stop making white characters black. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Come up, there's enough black characters in superhero world, in the world. Create some new joints, whatever. Bring in more black writers. Then you'll have more black characters.
Bring in more black actors. I love who we have, but we could have more different ones.
But I hate the fact that they want to put these cats in roles that are white characters. Don't try to appease me. Don't make Will Smith Jim West. Jim West is a white guy. You know what I'm saying? And probably a racist.
Now they're going to do Peter Pan.
That's the frame it was in. You know what I mean? Don't give me Annie and Jamie Foxx's Daddy More Bucks. That's whack. More Bucks. Daddy More. Are you serious? Are you serious? Daddy More Bucks? Or Fat Scats or Wallace or whatever the Fat Stacks or whatever his name was? That's whack, dude. That's corny. I need my characters that are white to be white. Period. That is one of my clapbacks. I need my characters that are white to be white. Now, there's some that I don't mind the change because of. For example, Nick Fury. Nick Fury in the comic books was white. Then when they created the movie, they went black. Now, here's the concept. The writer of Nick Fury said, hey, look, when I started creating Nick Fury, I wanted to make him black. But the time that I created him back in the 60s, no one would have saw that red comic books would have accepted a black man running a government organization. He says, so I made him white. So when the movie came out, this was my chance to actually bring that character to life. So he jumped in and said, hey, let's make it black. So that's what he did. And thus, Marvel,
and he said, gotcha.
Marvel in the comic books then wrote out the white Nick Fury, and wrote in the black Nick Fury. So when you pick up any Marvel comic book now, Nick Fury is black. I'm cool with that because they made a successful change. Nick Fury is the only character that went from white to black, and they changed it across the board. So my
argument, and he wanted him black to begin with, and that's the backstory.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So here's the thing. So, and I love that. I love that. I'm cool with the change. But do not change characters that's like right now, Iron Man in the Marvel Universe is a black female that's young, right? The new Iron Man is a black female that's young. She's like this prodigy, yada, yada, yada. Pisses me off because you're not going to keep Iron Man a female and you're not going to keep her black. Miles Morales, who is the new black Spider-Man, right? He's Spider-Man. But here's what Marvel just did. Marvel just killed off Miles Morales' whole universe. The whole universe got destroyed. So now they're bringing him into a universe. In Miles Morales' universe, Peter Parker was killed. And he took up the mantle as Spider-Man because he got bit by a spider by accident. But that's a whole other story. And he actually has better powers than Peter Parker. And he has a better costume than Peter Parker. And it's pretty dope. But what happens is,
he had a better spider than Peter Parker.
Now that they destroyed that universe, Miles Morales is coming over into the universe where Peter Parker is alive, which is pissing me off because now Miles Morales is going to have to change his name from Spider-Man to something else. In a cartoon that comes on TV, he's already changed his name to Kid Arachnid. You know what I'm saying? That's corny. Do not make him Spider-Man if your intention is not to keep him Spider-Man. You could have made him anything else. Anything else is what you could have done. Again, I'm clapping
back. You could have made him Arachne Kid.
Yeah, exactly. From the gate, that's what he should have been. Instead of Spider-Man. But, you know, and it's bad. And what pisses me off, because then you got, man, if you ever Google Miles Morales and you look up when he came into existence in the comments, man, the comic book world, if y'all don't know, is a super racist world. Very racist. I mean, the world we live in is racist, but it's very racist. And when they changed him to a black cat, and mind you, he's black and Hispanic. He's not just all black. He's black and Hispanic, because, of course, Marvel could not make him 100% black, because that would just really make people pissed off. So they thought they would ease the blow by making him black and Hispanic, and that didn't work, which is why Marvel now is just like, F it, we're going to make characters black, because it didn't go over well. The comic book world had erupted and was like, yo, we won't ever read you again. They went off on Marvel.
Wow.
You're changing characters for a race of people that don't even read comic books. Well, let me tell you this, white people, I am a comic book junkie, and black folks read comic books. If you come in my house, you'll know what the hell I'm talking about. Can't nobody come at me right. And let me say this, ain't no white dude. I will bet my IQ against any white dude against in the comic book world. That's my word. You heard it here first. Don't like what I'm saying? Feel free to call 607-203-5357. This is the Stoop on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, comic book aficionado, Soapbox Scooter. Yes, I said it. What? I just had to say that, Lala. I had to get that off my chest.
We're also a hip-hop guru, so let's. I want to hear those clapbacks, because I feel you on the current industry of manipulation, because it is not hip-hop, it's not rap.
All right.
Going on it.
Let me open up with this. Bow Wow says he's retiring. To which I say, Bow Wow still making records? for real?
Right?
Like,
maybe he was in
who
acting.
Who cares? Like, Bow Wow announced after this album, I'm retiring. Let me tell you this, Bow Wow. Don't nobody give a damn. Bow Wow announcing he's retiring is like me coming out tomorrow saying I'm retiring from the rap game. Like, don't nobody know why. Don't nobody care about you, Bow Wow. You wasn't no force in hip-hop. You was nothing in hip-hop. Let me say that. You was never shit. Your mother should have swallowed you. I'm just saying. Hip-hop quote right there. Like, come on, man. Come on, Bow Wow. Stop playing. Don't nobody care about you retiring. I appreciate you being Bow Wow. Little Bow Wow, and I appreciate the music you made. You made some hits. I won't never knock your hustle. I even like you in the. I like Roll Bounce. I like your accent. That's where you should go. Bow Wow, you're good looking dude. I really think that acting is the path to you, and that's where you should go. You know, what I mean, you're a little tiny guy, but you'd be a great like Miles Morales character. That's who I probably would pick to play my Spider-Man. You know, what I mean, if you make the Black Spider-Man, you know. But really, other than that. Sit down, dude. Sit down. Ain't nobody caring if you retire. So let me open up with that. Now, let me go in further into this music industry, because there's a lot of... So right now, if you pay attention to Facebook, there are a lot of old hip-hop heads that are resurfacing, and they're just spitting 16s all over the internet. They're commenting, Eric Sermon, who's one of my favorites, from EPMD, Eric and Parrish making dollars. If you don't know, that's what it means. They're just commenting. They're coming out and they're speaking on the industry, which they should, and I don't disagree. They should, because that's what hip-hop it was originally based on. If you whack, you're supposed to eliminate the whack by coming out and sounding off, spitting whatever you got to do against the whack. That being said,
clap back.
Yes. I got to clap back. If you feel free, call in again, 607-203-5357, and clap back. You can either clap back for these young boys today, or you can clap back on the side that I'm riding on. Because I'm going to tell you, these young dudes today is trash. And I'm only young boys that's nice outside of these teen backpack cats is Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. That's it. That is it. Mm. Anybody else that's mainstream is garbage right now. Garbage. Kanye included, and I know that Kanye didn't used to be garbage. So I'm saying it right now, Kanye is even making garbage music. He done jumped into this little mainstream thing. All these other young boys, the class 2016, I'm gonna tell you another nice dude. And the class of 2016, the white boy, Little Dicky, nice. I like him. I rock with him. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because he's a white dude who's spitting, he's nasty, And he's not trying to be somebody he's not. He's like, yo, I'm a white dude from suburbia, and I went to school, and I got pretty good grades, and I just like to rhyme, and I'm coming at you. I'm not trying to be a gangster type dude. I'm trying to say, hey, here's an audience of cats that, like, he's kind of like the Kwame of now. The only problem I hate is when white guys come out with a style and people try to say, oh, this is brand new. Nobody ever kicked that. No, he's definitely the Kwame now. Kwame kicked about school and being just a regular black kid growing up. That's why Kwame, and he was nasty. Nasty. Kwame was nasty. One of my challenges, I talked
about
your
delivery.
Yes. And see,
your content first and then your delivery.
And one of the things that people I teach is about lyricism and holding a mic, you know, and being able to quote your favorite artist. Most of these cats can't even quote. Most of these young boys can't quote one of their favorite artists. Kwame got to join us. Says, I'm the master of the meta. Four, I'm better. Instead of three, I'm master of the meta. Four, I'm better. Three, instead of two, I'm number one. There you go. That's what he did. And I was like, yo, and that's so basic, but it was so lyrical at the same time. That's MCing. That's skill. So I like this little dicky dude because he's doing it. But let me tell you the cats that's really whack. Young, this dude's name is Little Yachty. Little Yachty. Little Yachty, let me tell you this, dude. I don't care if you hear this or not. I hope somebody's cousins, uncles, brothers, best friends, sisters, boyfriends, brother hits you up and says, yo, they was listening to this show, and this dude said you was whack, so you could call in. Because I'm telling you, whack. He did an interview, and this is what he says in the interview. Man, I don't care about what these old MCs just talk about. Don't nobody rhyme like Scarface no more. Ain't nobody rhyming like that. As long as I got a hot beat and a hook and you can turn up to it, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I don't got to spit a hot 16. Why? Because I don't got to. And that's the attitude of you young folks today. And
that's
why your
job.
Music is garbage.
He just described his job.
Right.
He's
corny. Garbage.
He's corny.
That's all he has to do. This cat, sure. Kodak Black. Let me tell you, Kodak Black, you're whack. And I'm saying this to any of these cats that's out today, and this is my word. Again, you heard it here on The Stoop on blogtalkradio.com first. I will battle any of you dudes. I'm not famous at all. I don't need no money. I don't need no money. I don't need no nothing. I don't need no notoriety, nothing. You can just call me Rapper X if you want to. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to say my name. You don't need to big up my show. I'll battle any of you new dudes, Little Dicky included, in the game, and give it to you. That's my word. Y'all cats is whack. Real talk. And you hearing it first right here. I'll serve any of you cats off the top. I'm talking not take 2 weeks, 3 weeks to learn me and read up on me. I'm talking right off the top, boom. Matter of fact, you can come with your pre-written. I'll wait 2 weeks. What? Y'all serve you dudes. Straight up, y'all are whack. Y'all are so whack. This cat Kodak Black talking about, I'm better than Biggie and Tupac. Are you serious? You're not better than
Well,
than
he doesn't
dudes
know what he's saying because he doesn't even know about them.
You know, there's a cat named Little Uzi Vert. That's his name. Little Uzi Vert. First of all, if your name is Little anything, you are whack.
Little
Wayne, whack.
Lil
Sean, whack.
Lil
whack.
Doug.
If you little anything, you whack. Little ain't never been hot. Ladies will tell you that. Little ain't never been hot. Little ain't never been hot, man. Hold on. Let me tell you what hip-hop is really about, man. Let me give you some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm glad the fact I'm
my next number, I'd like to return to the calendar. the classic.
Classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Rock him, the fiend of a mic.
Yeah, is y'all ready for 2007? It's now another drought. Everybody's a killer. Wow, we bugging out. Just 86 showing the crowd what I'm about. And they still want to know when the album coming out. Acting teenagers, OGs, and ass kids. What the definition of classic is?
Timeless, so age don't count in the booth. When your flow stays submerged in the fountain of youth.
Ain't no doubt in the truth, I'm off the meter. Everybody co-signed it, even non-believers. I came in the door, became one of y'all's leaders. In the fresh pair, Air Force One sneakers. Uptown, we call them uppies when they on divas. Probably one with KRS-One teachers. Nah, made you look before they hit it. I bet your car had them on when he walked with Jesus.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Straight classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Put down, represent to the fullest. Recognize I rock well.
Perseverance. See the fake hustler rapper, to them it hurts to hear this. Oh, you went platinum, yeah, that's nice. Now let me see you do the same thing twice. Two times, four times, then a couple of more times. Please, you're amateur night, it's showtime. It's one life to live, so live it the best you can. The world could use one less man. Not enough air, not enough car factories to manufacture new vehicles, sedans, and vans. When they do make the whip, you like your chips ain't right. By the time you could afford it, the car ain't important. In the street timing, it's just iron. Cops keep firing in my environment. Leaving a slump, then they drive home far from the hood, brothers. They eager to jump on. I like to be the wall that they toast up on. I like to see them fall, guilty for doing wrong. I'm classic like the Air One, the hustler shoe. That's what I'm accustomed to. Yeah,
classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
Of course, we have Blastmaster KRS-One.
How many y'all got criminal minded? You, y'all, don't be blinded. Me, I got no jewels on my neck. Why? I don't need them. I got your respect. KRS-One, 20 years I rock. I do it for JMJ and Scott La Rock. This hip-hop, and we the nation. Don't you want to hear more KRS on your radio station? Instead of broadcasting how we smoke through the air. On the radio, we need to hear more local MCs. Where you at? Come on, where you at? This is the difference between MC and rap. Rappers spit rhymes that are mostly illegal. Rappers spit rhymes to uplift their people. Keep love, unity, having fun. These are the lyrics of KRS-One.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
I'm better than I ever been.
I'm everywhere, you never been, and better than I ever been.
Classic.
Live straight, classic.
Four strong, keep it poppin'.
I want y'all to pay attention to something. If you pay attention to the time on these songs, all of these songs are over 4 minutes. Most artists don't make a song past 3 minutes today. I'm keeping it hip-hop, Lala. That's why I ain't chimed you in just yet. I'm keeping it hip-hop real quick. I just want to let y'all understand what real hip-hop sound like, because a lot of you young boys think you know, but you don't know, man.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. But one, two, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comes, says the beat is your shot. Come on, come
I met
on.
This girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school when I was just a shorty. Never knew throughout my life she would be there for me or the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those steps was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you,
I miss him.
Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, to the beat, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, a 1-2, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, a confidence, y'all. If you don't stop, yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, you act, yo. We gotta be the short shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence, about my people she was teaching me, by not preaching to me, but speaking to me, in a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close, but then she broke to the west coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time, I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got in the R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop, just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat time, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have failed a bitch and that the chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So the if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressed hip, and on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping rocks, serving rocks, and hitting scriptures. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just a mistake, I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas swimming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The 1-2 consensus is gold to drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 I used to love her,
Let me break it down for you young bulls that don't know. KRS-One spits it like this. Hip, to hip, to be hip is to know. Hop is a movement. You gotta get up and do it. So to be hip hop means to know what's going on. Movement. You know what's moving. And you know what's moving, you know what's going on. Hip hop. That is the definition. La la, I'm gonna keep the music going, man. So if you wanna, you know, bang and hang up and say some last words, let's do that and get it off our chest right now. But let me say this. You young boys today, class of 2016 on XXL, garbage. All you. Like I said, I gave props to Lil Dicky, but he's the best of some garbage cats. Let me say that. He's the best of some garbage cats. And he's a white dude. Not that you, being white, you can't be nice. Sadat X has something to say about, not Sadat X. It was Sadat. No. It was Lord Tariq, I think. Whatever. Anyway, one of the brand Nubians, Lord Jamal. That's who it was. Lord Jamal had something to say about Eminem, and he went on to say, yo, what he talks about is dumb. I can't relate to killing my mom and my girlfriend and eating people and all of that. He said, I can't. He said, I don't care how lyrically sound it is. You whack to me if I can't relate. To which I have my own opinion, and I'm going to say it right now, and I love Lord Jamal, but I disagree, and I disagree because Eminem, one thing I like about him is he kept it him. You dig? That's what hip-hop has always been about, being you, being an original. You know, Rakim said it first. I'm not going to come out and say, yo, I'm like him. No, you're not going to do that. You're not. You're going to try to be as original and as different as you are. People compared Kane and Rakim for years, but they were totally two different MCs, like Nas and Jay-Z, which, if you don't know, Rakim was kind of the backbone supporting factor behind Nas, Big Daddy Kane, supporting factor behind Jay-Z. A lot of people don't know that. That's why, if you notice, their styles are similar in that aspect. Again, so I disagree that Eminem is not one of the nicest. He is. He's lyrically sound, and he's rhyming white boy-ish, stuff that he can relate to. And no, it ain't the stuff that gets the party popping. That's why he's not as high as other people put him on my list of top 10. You know what I mean? He'll make it in my top 20. I don't know if he rounds off number 10. Sometimes he do, sometimes he don't. When I really lay my list out, I got to say he's probably like in the top 20, but probably not in my top 10. Lyrically, he's sound, but I agree. The topic's kind of corny, off mark. That's what I'm just saying. You know, when he does like the I Am joints, then that's when he's really on point. But again, we are talking hip-hop. We are talking the garbage that's out today. La-La, any last words as we get into music and end it? Because I got two joints that's going to bang all the way through, and they're going to be nice. So anything you want to say before we hang up?
No, man, just everyone enjoy your summer. We're having summer for about a week here in the Northwest, so I'm about to get outside and get it again.
Yes, yes, and I'm about to do the same. For those in the Northwest, August 27th, the Hilltop Street Fair, I will be hosting it. Come there, check out artists. I got my man Priest Mass coming through. I got Red Velvet and Peace coming through. And I also got my man KC making his debut, and the boy's nice, man. So we're going to get it popping. Shout out to my man MI and them doing their thing. Let me get in the studio to teach my class. And that's what it is. We're going to play some real hip-hop, man, and end it just like that.
Peace out.
It's love. It's love. Peace. 100. Catch us next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Y'all have a good summer.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
with without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction.
On the hardcore reggae beat, now my selector, come now!
Can I feel the vibe? Can I feel the vibe?
We used to be number 10, now we permanent at one. Wyclef preaches on Ichiban. Listen, this is Tin Can, I'm your candy handy man. Me without shoes, like American without the band. Stand. Cool fellow, dance hall, stay mellow. All that gun talk, who would have thought you'd die yellow? Damn, another hero wanna be. Now he sleeps with his friends in the mortuary. Dude, I find it rude when you intrude. My pistol nozzle, it's your nasal doodle. Comes out your anal just because you're buff. Don't play tough, cause I reverse the earth and turn your flesh back to dust.
Ooh la la la, it's the way that we rock when we doing our thing. Ooh la la la, it's the natural law that the refugee brings.
Stay high off the
Fuji live bus when we rush through. You must know raw cuss crew got G's like the ref you, so F who ever wanna test, bring me stress. West coast back to east, grab my toast when I reach. Truly curving, swerving, lifestyle is urban, sipping bourbon, surviving. We really keep the word when a boy wants be tested. Set done, you get wet up just a bit too unprepared to shoot it fair back.
Fake bullets can't scar me. I can spell a week out like safari. Play you out like a sorry, sacrifice you Harvey Carvey. And I'm sorry to every single rapper, Dick and Harvey, saying they wanna spar me, cause I think my repertoire and my memoir be reminding me of eating calamari in the Kalahari with the band around safari. So, ha 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 ha, you shouldn't diss refugees and ha 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 ha, your whole sound set booty and ooh la la la.